This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Needless to mention that our greatest enemy, foe and adversary is the devil. It appears in the authentic narrations that when a child is born and we know the child cries and medically we are told it is necessary for the child to cry, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, however, alerts us, yastahillu sarikham min massi shaitan, that the child cries because of devilish interference. In the Quran and Sunnah, we have not been told to fight the devil independently, because this is a battle we will lose, because the devil can see us and we cannot spot him. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. So he will be in ambush and pounce upon us. But rather we've been told, and it has been impressed upon us, that we take amnesty and refuge and protection in Allah against the devil. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, speaking about the treachery and the tricks of the devil, he says, قَصْتُهُ أَن يُرَوِّجَ عَلَيْكَ الشَّرْ فِي مَعْرِضِ الْخَيْرِ. Sometimes the devil exposes you to evil in the form of good. So he allows you to engage in tahajjud prayer, and in the morning he inflicts the malady of conceit, ujb, where you feel inflated, you greater than others. So he destroys and he exposes you to evil in the form of good. It appears in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ أَيِّسَ أَن يَعْبُدَهُ الْمُصَلُّونَ فِي جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. The devil has become despondent to reignite idolatry in Mecca and the precincts of Mecca. وَلَكِنْ فِي التَّحْرِيشِ بَيْنَهُمْ. But now he's changed strategy to mislead them. And what he's decided now is he will create dissension and division amongst the people. And it appears in the hadith of Sahih Muslim that the devil gets, when they report back to the senior or the head devil or the chief devil, then the devil that gets the greatest acknowledgement is the one that can claim that he has separated husband and wife. So this is the trick of the devil, that he wants to create disunity and divide us. Today I share with you a formula, and hopefully by adopting that formula, we can give a blow to the devil and happiness to the Almighty. And that is the teachings of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Now we know that he was on the receiving end of untold trauma at the hands of his siblings. Inconceivable, unimaginable. But in one breath he could say, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمْ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Listen, I have forgiven you and it's my prayer, may Allah forgive you. Now how could he master the courage? And this is mentioned in Ruhul Ma'ani on the strength of Shah Kirmani. He says, مَنْ نَظَرَ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ بِعَيْنِ الْحَقِّ لَمْ يَعْبَأْ بِمُخَالَفَتِهِمْ. That the pious were those who did not observe or view the unpleasant happenings in their life with the apparent gaze or the superficial gaze. So they would not blame their spouse or their boss or their neighbor or their sibling, although these were individuals and characters who were responsible for the apparent execution of the events in their life. But they view it that ultimately this is what Allah had intended for me. This is what Allah had intended, and I make peace with the decree of Allah. And that's my message. Rise above blaming, accusing, having the victim mentality, so that you can move forward in your life and we can pronounce that statement of Yusuf alayhi salam, I have forgiven you, may Allah forgive you. As they always say, it's better to forgive and forget than to hate and remember.